Hey there. Welcome to Knowledgeable Provider. I'm your host, Jody Marks. I'm not putting out a regular episode this week. There's been a lot going on lately. I'm trying to get ready for some travel. And honestly, I just haven't had time to sit down and edit all the hours of great conversation that I've recorded lately. But I can't wait to share all that with you. I did want to just drop in, though, and recognize that today, the day I'm recording this, May 14th, is exactly the 1 year anniversary of Knowledgeable Provider Podcast. And I thought I'd just give a little state of the podcast update for anybody who might be interested in knowing how things are going. First thing is a big thank you to everybody who listens regularly or everybody who has only listened once. If this is your first episode that you've ever listened to, hey, welcome. Glad to have you. Please go back and listen to all the other great episodes. There are 41 of them to choose from. This would be number 42. I've covered all kinds of topics that interest me, from clinical topics to things way off the beaten path about working in medicine to issues in medicine that I think about or worry about. I would say that I have not become the next Joe Rogan. Of course, anytime you put out something like this into the world, you hope that it's going to take off and become really popular and make you rich and famous. And so far, really, none of that has happened. Pretty much what this has turned into for me is just an enjoyable hobby. It's not particularly hard for me to come up with ideas for the show because it's kind of just whatever's going on in my practice or in my life or whatever I'm thinking about. And I've just kind of gotten in the habit of going, hey, I can make a podcast episode about this. I've got my process of recording and editing down enough that I can not spend days and days working on each episode. I feel like it might take me an hour start to finish to record this little piece I'm doing right now and get it all put together and put out. And really, I enjoy that part of this thing more than anything else. Just learning about how the recording software works and how the equipment functions and is best used, and the challenge of trying to make this sound like a professionally produced podcast, even though it's just one dude with inexpensive equipment in my attic. I hope that the sound quality has gotten better over the course of doing these episodes. I feel like it probably has. And I know I've learned a lot about audio editing and processing and recording and all that stuff. I think my ideal job in the podcasting world actually would be producing or editing somebody else's podcast. I could take or leave this part where I actually speak on the microphone. But I would say I've gotten more comfortable with that as well. Another thing that's helped the editing process is that I've kind of learned to speak in a way that makes it easier for me to edit when I go back. As far as numbers, it's pretty neat the information you can glean from the analytics about content you create, whether that's on YouTube or on the podcast hosting platforms or whatever. You can kind of get as detailed and as obsessed as you want to be about trying to figure out who's listening and where people are and what things are working to help engage listeners. You know, initially I started on Buzzsprout's hosting platform, and then I migrated over to Spotify's hosting platform, which used to be called Anchor. Since we moved over, the podcast has been played a total of 718 times. Prior to that, before leaving Buzzsprout, I think we were up to maybe 1,500 total. So that puts us at roughly 2,200 total listens or downloads. One thing I've learned is that there are some differences between the different platforms and services and how they count those numbers. Spotify, somebody, I believe, has to download the episode and listen to it for like a full minute or something like that before it counts as a play. Whereas I think on Buzzsprout, if anybody just touched it at all, it counted as a play. The numbers on YouTube are also totally different. Anybody who touches it on YouTube, it counts as a view. But there's been another 1,200 views or so coming from YouTube. About 58% of listens come from Apple Podcasts, 22% come from Spotify, 11% from web browser, so I assume that would be through the website, thekpod.com, 3% from CastBox, 2% from Audible, and another 2% from other platforms. One thing that I find very cool is that it has been heard all over the world. Before I left Buzzsprout, it really amazed me how many countries and regions of the world it had been played in. I don't have access to that data anymore from Buzzsprout, but just since moving over to Spotify, it's been heard all over the United States, in Canada, Turkey, Australia, Saudi Arabia, Portugal, Japan, Sri Lanka, Uganda, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Denmark, India, Hungary, and Mexico. How about that? I think that's such a cool thing that a dude like me with no commercial backing or advertising or anything like that can still manage to make it all over the world just with the access and technology we have available to us these days. Very, very cool. 78% of listeners are male, 22% are female, 62% are roughly my age, 35 to 44, about 3% age 18 to 22, 16% age 28 to 34, 8% 45 to 59, and 10% over 60. The most popular episode since moving over to Spotify is the first critical incident episode called What's the Worst Thing You've Ever Seen? The least popular has been Paperwork Purgatory. I don't know if I really have a favorite episode. I tend to enjoy the interview episodes better than the ones that are just me talking, but I'm really interested in everything I talk about, and I'm really fascinated by and appreciative of everybody I have gotten to interview. So I don't know that I could really pick my own favorite. If you've listened from the beginning, you probably noticed that I'm not putting as much time into sound design. You know, at first I was making some little skits and funny things and doing a lot with sound effects and that sort of thing. And I really love doing that. But to be honest, it just takes too much time. I'd rather focus on the content and putting out episodes on a regular schedule. So I've kind of moved away from all that. As far as plans for the future right now, I think it's just more of the same. I think I am going to scale back a little bit on the effort I've been putting into the blog, on the website, and the Facebook page. There's a Patreon that nobody's ever interacted with. I think I'm going to shut that part down. I'm probably going to scale back the website so it doesn't include the blog. And I'm probably going to stop trying to make an effort to post on Facebook every day or every few days. Obviously, I know those are not the right moves to try to grow the podcast, but at this point, I just feel like it's something I enjoy doing. And if it takes off and explodes, great. But if it doesn't, I'm fine with that. I really can't justify putting a lot of time or money into something that's not bringing me any money in return. So in order to make it something that doesn't just feel like a huge obligation and something that drives me crazy, I think I am going to try to scale back on all those efforts a little bit. But I like putting out an episode every week. I thought that might be too much at first, but now that I've gotten a little more efficient and a little more comfortable, I think that probably is pretty doable. I swore up and down that I was not going to do video at first, and then I started kind of making some forays into that, and I think I probably will move in that direction in the future. Really, a lot more traffic seems to find the podcast on YouTube than on the other podcast channels, and videos seem to attract a lot more attention than audio only. So that is one thing that I'm working on. It turns out my old computer just will not handle video. It tends to freeze up and lock up and quit working at all when I try to render the videos associated with these episodes, and the quality is kind of questionable on those as well. So I've got my eye on a new iMac that would handle that better, I believe. So yeah, I think that's really all there is to say. I want to say a special thank you to all 90 of you who follow this show and everybody who listens regularly. That really means a lot. All the podcast hosts say that rating and reviewing the show really helps to spread the word and get it noticed. So if you could take a minute to do that at some point, just tap the 5-star rating or leave a nice written review. If you have anything constructive to say, any suggestions that might be helpful, feel free to email me with those, thekppod@gmail.com, or you can send a message through the website, thekppod.com, or the Facebook page. I'm always open to suggestions for episode ideas. If you have a story that you would like to share for the critical incident segment, please feel free to get in touch with me about that. I love sharing other people's stories on there. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week. And as always, stay safe, take care of yourself, take care of your patients, in that order. See you next week.